Well, good morning. Thank you to our worship team and the Bell Choir for such wonderful music this morning. It's a blessing to be here with you. How many of us feel like we might need a break from Christmas before it even gets really going? Maybe the problem's bigger than I thought. I can see some of you are too exhausted to raise your hands even. It's worse than I thought. This is week three of our series called Christmas Wisdom. The first week we looked at how we overspend. The second week was about how we get overworked and overbusy during this season, trying to get everything done by Christmas or by the end of the year. And today, in light of that, we're looking at how we often get over-anxious or overstressed. Think about all the crazy things we do at this time of year. We cram 50% of all the parties we'll attend for the year into this span of 3 weeks. And then we are redecorating our entire house and maybe lighting up all of the outside as well. And don't forget to buy gifts for all of your friends and family members and bake every cookie you've ever heard of so you can consume 3 times the number of calories and make sugar your main food group for the month. And then let's think of every person we've ever met in our life so we can send them a letter or a card with an update on the year. All, if you have kids, while giving kids a vacation from school, all this stuff is good. It's good stuff, but together it can turn into a pile of stress. All during this season of Advent where we're supposed to be focusing on our longing and our waiting for Christ. In this series, we've been using Psalm 23 as a framework to remind us that our God is a good shepherd. And as we've seen in the first couple of weeks, God comparing us to sheep is a wise metaphor because sheep are prone to wander. Sheep often just focus on the next distraction that's in front of them. Sheep need a shepherd to guide them, so it's an appropriate comparison. As we think about many of our busy and stressful distractions this time of year, I think that's probably the only proof that we need that we really do need a good shepherd to guide us in pathways, in particular in this month. And so far, we've seen that he meets our needs as he makes us to lie down in green pastures, which is a tremendous gift. And we notice what the psalmist says next. He leads me beside still waters, which is a wonderful picture. And at first glance, you might think that's pretty similar to being made to lie down in green pastures, right? Those are kind of two similar places to be, but I think that this verse has something to say in particular about anxiety and stress. Because sheep get very agitated around moving water. I didn't know this. They have this large wool coat, so if it gets saturated, they're pulled into the river, they can easily drown. Imagine jumping into a river with like 3 snowmobile suits on. That would be pretty similar. So it's easy to picture how agitated that sheep can feel while they're near a raging river with all of that unpredictable water and the slippery mud. And then secondly, flowing water is loud, so it makes it hard for the sheep to hear predators coming. So that enhances their stress and anxiety. And to that, our good shepherd says, I lead you beside still waters. Can you hear his voice in that? He's saying, relax, let the anxiety slip away. I've got you. I've led you to the still water. You be still as well. I think most of us probably need to hear that today. Just listen for his voice. Can you hear him say, I know you've got many responsibilities. I know you've got year-end pressures, expectations, bills due, to-do lists. He's saying, I know about your strained relationships, the stress that's causing you. I know about your financial stress. Just receive my peace. Drink from the stillness of my living waters. He's saying, I know about your lack of sleep because your mind won't shut off. I know about medications, anxiety, wondering if they're even helping the pain or your condition. Receive my peace. I know what you have on your plate. I know you don't think you can face all that's ahead in the coming weeks. Just be present right now. Just breathe. We have lots of enemies of busyness and stress and anxiety, but God says, I've led you here to this moment. The water is still. You're safe with me. I am your good shepherd. It's the peace that's available to us at all times. He truly leads us to still waters, but there's just one problem with everything that I've just said, which is God can lead us, but we still have legs to walk away. He gives us that choice. We're prone to wander. We can, and we far too frequently do, roam off away from his peace. We carry burdens. We hold on to stress, like this weight. This represents our stress and our anxiety. This is a 5-pound weight, but it doesn't really matter what it weighs because the weight that we carry isn't the problem. It's how long we hold it that's really the problem. I work out. I can hold this out for a while, probably. A few minutes, not a problem. An hour, that's going to start to hurt. Come back in a few hours, you're going to have to call an ambulance for me. It's the same weight, but the longer I hold it, the heavier it becomes. And that's the problem, because if we carry our burdens all the time, sooner or later, the burden becomes increasingly heavy, and it will break us. And that's what happens during burnout. When you carry your stress or anxiety for too long, it can cause you to snap. And I can always tell when I've been holding it myself too long, because I start to get grumpy and short-tempered with people that I love, become impatient and agitated. These are signs that I've wandered away from the peace that God is offering. I'm going to set this down now. While God has been trying to lead me to still waters, I often try to live life by my own agenda and do it my way, trying to fix it all, carrying the load myself, because that's what a responsible person does, right? That's what an independent person does. I can carry this. And that works for a while, but exhaustion inevitably sets in, which leads to burnout, which leads to grumpiness towards people, shortness, spurts of anger at people needing your help. Maybe some of you are there right now. Maybe you can't wait to get through Christmas, and all the to-do lists and the expectations feel heavy. Or maybe you're still looking forward to it, but you're just so busy there's no time to connect with God. If that describes how you're feeling about the next couple of weeks, let's reframe how we're thinking about it a little bit, because the next couple of weeks should feel more like a gift than a burden, right? Should take a look at what's stressing us out right now. Is the majority of our pressure self-induced? Do we really need the extra lights? What's their motive for the decorations? Does everything really need to look perfect? Why are you doing all of the baking or cooking? Can you let somebody help or cut back? You could say no to so many parties. That's probably wiser in this season anyway. Can we reframe what God wants to do in and through us in this season? The very next part of the psalm says this: He restores my soul. Which is an interesting turn of phrase after all that he said so far. Think about what we studied. We've studied in the first week. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. That sounds great. I'm good with that. Our lives should be fine. Our needs are met. We have rest in green pastures. Our stress and anxiety is managed because he leads us to still waters. So why add on to that? He restores my soul. Because God knows, as sheep, that we do wander. Like a child who fights bedtime each night, even though sleep is absolutely what they need, we do that too. And what's amazing about God as our good shepherd is that he's not threatened or annoyed or disappointed by our wanderings, when we break, when we fail, when we rebel. He's always there offering to restore our souls, which is an amazing word, restore. The Hebrew word there is shuveh, and it has a deep meaning. It means return, refresh, restart, turn back from where you were. And it's an amazing concept. It's like God is saying, I will walk with you and take you back to healing and make you whole, restore you. No need to let stress build. No need to walk in anxiety. We can let the fear fade. We can let the heaviness of the season, these burdens that we like to carry, can let them go. this idea, as we celebrate the Sunday of Advent, of peace, this idea of restoration. The season can be life-giving. It can be filled with joy and purpose. I think we all want that. Let me take it a little bit further, because one of the first places in the Bible that word shuveh, or restore, appears is in the story of Noah and the flood. Think about it. Everything he can see is covered with water. Talk about stress. Talk about anxiety. No one is family alone. Nothing but water as far as they can see. So much unknown. And then it says in the scripture passage, the floodwaters gradually receded from the earth. After 150 days, the water had gone down. That same word, shuveh, is used in that passage. And you note here how God restores things gradually, not chaotically, not boom, it's done. As the waters receded and all the world was restored, there's a calmness to the water there. Not overwhelming with stress and chaos, not filling them with fear, slow, calm, quiet. My point in sharing that is that sometimes our restoration takes time. I don't know if sheep are particularly impatient. I know we as people are very impatient, so this idea of slow restoration is not exactly appealing to us, but that is how God time and time again demonstrates that he works. After the flood, it took 150 days for the waters to go down. And then after that, nearly 11 months until Noah and his family are able to walk on the dry ground. It's a long time. Feels like a long time in the life of a human. God is working in that time and working in us. Some of us might feel like we're treading water right now in this season. Or maybe not now, but maybe, you know, surely in a couple of months as the start of a new year happens. Maybe you feel like you're in over your head because of the places that you've wandered. But God is promising to restore our souls. And he's in the business of leading us besides the still waters, of casting out our fears, even in the chaos, and I would say maybe even especially in the chaos. God is good at this. His peace is real. His peace we just heard about, and prayed about. We just let him lead us there. Restore that which is wrong. The author of Psalm 23 is King David, which you probably know, and many scholars believe that he wrote this psalm around 1000 BC, possibly around the time his son Absalom attempted a coup to take David's throne. Talk about stress and anxiety. Talk about a broken soul. The pain of his son rejecting him and then trying to publicly dethrone him. It's extreme. And family wounds like that do not heal quickly. And it's into all of that that David says, God leads you beside still waters and restores your very soul. That's the God that David experienced. Have we experienced that God? Receive that today. So as we look back on what we've learned, my assumption is that most of us are in one of two places. We have two prayers that we can think about praying. Maybe you need them both. I think I probably need them both. Lord, please lead me to still water. Let him lead you. Note how David did it. He understood that a shepherd leads and guides you. He was a shepherd. He knew that. Can we let the good shepherd guide us through the stress-filled season? Maybe we can't let anything go off our to-do list, but that doesn't mean we still can't be led by God by those still waters. Will you let God free you from fear? Maybe some of us are feeling burdened by fear today. Fear of what that family Christmas gathering is going to look like, or that it won't happen. Stress that you won't get everything done. It's a good metaphor for all of our stress and anxiety in a wolf. This time of year brings such stress. You can feel the wolf kind of stalking on us, ready to attack. But Jesus talks some more about being the good shepherd in John 10. This is what he says about it. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. A good shepherd will not leave us, will not forsake us, goes after our enemies, and he protects us from the wolves of life. So we can pray today and maybe every day that's remaining in December, Lord, lead me beside still water. Take away the stress, take away the anxiety. Or maybe some of you are feeling broken today. And you can pray this prayer. Lord, please restore my soul. Maybe you've wandered and you're feeling broken. You've been carrying those burdens too long. You're spent. Really don't know what to do. Maybe you're just feeling empty in this season. So your first step today is don't give up. Don't quit. Be present. Engage with people. Don't let the stress overwhelm you. Our good shepherd promises to restore. He's waiting to restore us. Just as sometimes it takes a long time for us to get into these bad patterns, to walk away, it takes time for the floodwaters of our life to subside. But they will. They will. And God promises to restore us. The Lord is our shepherd. You shall not want. He will make you to lie down in green pastures. He will lead you beside still waters. He will restore my soul. He will restore your soul. And that's good news. I'm going to take communion now, but let's pray together first. God, we thank you so much for this vivid imagery in Scripture of you as our good shepherd, promising peace, promising restoration, Lord. And we know we are prone to wander, but we want to draw close to you, Lord, in this season. Help us to set down our burdens, Lord, to hand over our anxieties and our stresses to you, and to keep our eyes on you as you lead us in the path of peace. Prepare our hearts now as we take this simple meal, Lord, that represents all that you've done for us. Calm our hearts. Calm our minds. Quiet our souls as we make space for you. We pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so hopefully you grabbed one of these cups. We've got the tiny little thin layer to tear off to get to the wafer. A little difficult. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he ate a meal with his friends. And taking the bread, he blessed it and then broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise, after the meal was done, he took the cup and, giving thanks, he raised it and said, "This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." For as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the death of our Lord until he comes again. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for this gift and this reminder of your gift, Lord. May we go out as people in our lives who are redeemed and restored and forgiven, and extend grace and love and peace to all we come in contact with. We pray all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.